What are the burdens associated with anemia in patients with chronic kidney disease? These are numerous and probably well known to most of you. It's estimated that over 30 million patients in the United States have chronic kidney disease, which is approaching 14 to 15% of the total population. Out of that, we know just under 5 million, or at least 4.8 million patients with chronic disease have anemia. For our purposes, we'll define anemia as a hemoglobin of less than 13 gram per deciliter for men and less than 12 gram per deciliter for women. There's an associated significant burden that these patients face, the most substantial of which is clearly mortality being increased. It's estimated that the presence of anemia alone doubles the risk of mortality. For those of you who've been involved in the care of these patients, quality of life is significant. I've been struck over the many years that I've been privileged to care for these patients at how they can tell a drop in hemoglobin, sometimes as little as a change of 1 gram per deciliter in their functioning and just simply how they feel without the blood test even being available. If we were to define severe anemia as a hemoglobin of less than 10.5 gram per deciliter, we know that there are substantial risks to mortality with hazard ratios of over 5, cardiovascular hospitalization with a hazard ratio of over 2, and associated end-stage renal disease with a hazard ratio of over 5.